You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll talk about community bands here in the state and the role they play in their communities.
First, in 2012, a group of Roman Catholic nuns made a 2,700-mile road trip through nine states and called the tour Nuns on the Bus. The trip was meant to highlight social justice issues and also protest a federal budget that was proposed by Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. Ryan cited his Catholic faith when he proposed the budget cuts, but the nuns on the bus opposed it and argued that it would help the rich at the expense of the poor.
Now the group of Catholic sisters are kicking off their fifth tour today in Madison. They're calling it Mend the Gaps, Reweave the Fabric of Society. They're hitting the road again during a polarizing election to help, quote, close the vast and growing economic divides, end quote, here in the country.
Joining us in the studio now is Sister Simone Campbell. She's a religious leader, an attorney, and a poet. She's also executive director of Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice and the leader of Network's Nuns on the Bus. Sister Simone, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, so glad to be with you.
Well, this year, you want policymakers to mend the gap. That's your phrase, mend the gap. Can you tell us more about what kinds of gaps you're thinking of here?
Well, first of all, we started with our income and wealth disparity. We know that in our nation, the top 1, 2% are getting more and more wealthy and having higher and higher incomes, while the most of us are struggling and having a hard time. That's where we started. But we realize it's just not an economic gap. It's also an access gap. So we have, and the good news about this, there is good news. I mean, we can all be miserable and think this is awful, and it is awful. But the good news is policies created this mess. So we have the chance to change it by changing policies. So our bus trip is a journey to explain and invite people to participate in a commitment to mend these gaps by changing our policy.
Well, you're doing this bus trip in the midst of an especially contentious, especially
yes,
polarized year. Do you see anything different about maybe your mission on the bus this year? And also just what you're seeing, because you've done this before. What do you expect to be different?
Well, I think one of the things that's different is the anguish of last week with the killings that everybody in our nation was affected by in one way or another. And that anguish means that we need some way to come together as a society. And the bus is one way to help create healing. But the second piece is, everywhere we go, people are not happy with this polarized, divided, extreme rancor. And so I think what we're able to do is to say we're better than this. We, the people, can make a difference, and we create communities with a commitment to making change.
So how does it work? I mean, you're starting in Madison. Your first stop is Janesville, and we'll get to the why of that in just a moment. But when you're on this trip, how do you engage with people? How do you meet them? Because I know you really want to interact with people. You want to hear their stories, and that's why you're
exactly
there.
Exactly. That's why we're here. We come as learners, which is really different, because most trips on big buses, you know, like campaigns or those kinds of things, the politicians show up and they've got their talking points. With us, no, we come. We want to hear the stories. So we do three different kinds of visits. We do, tonight we're actually doing a fourth kind, which is a blessing. We're going to have the blessing of the bus. And if you commit to mending the gap and you sign our pledge card, then you get to sign the bus. Because by the end of the trip, we want a community, not just nuns on the bus, but it's everybody on the bus. That's one. The second thing that we do is called a caucus, where we hear about the divides in an area, and then we bring our seven policies that we lift up and say, well, how would that impact the area that we're in, like Madison? How would that impact Madison? And then the third thing we do is site visits, where we go to a place of service in various communities where we learn some of the challenges and then how people are responding to meet those needs. So those three things put us in contact with real people.
What's an example of a place of service?
Oh, Gloria, let me pick one. Let me talk about the really great dental clinic that we went to in outside of Milwaukee. It was total volunteers, dentists from around the Milwaukee area. This was a couple of years ago, who had state-of-the-art dentistry for people who didn't have access to dental care. Dental care is not covered in the Affordable Care Act and is one of the big, it can be a real contributing factor, especially for kids, for childhood childhood illnesses. And so here they had an all-volunteer staff who ran this amazing clinic, serving hundreds of people during the day, but learning the stories of the people there. And then the service of folks made the difference for us. So I remembered them. And actually, I went back to my own dentist and I said, you should see what they've got in Milwaukee. I hope you can upgrade your tech services here. But it's that kind of experience.
Now, as I said, you're starting in Madison, and then your first stop after that is Janesville. So why are you starting here in Wisconsin and Madison, and then why Janesville for the first stop?
Well, Madison is a great place to come, and we have connections with the sisters up at Holy Wisdom Monastery, and it's just a great hopping-off point. But Janesville is so interesting. We did invite Speaker Ryan as well as Congressman Mark Pocan to come. Now, the interesting thing is Janesville, that area, that county, is represented by Speaker Ryan, a conservative, Congressman Mark Pocan, a member of the Democratic Progressive Caucus. And we thought that any area that could be represented by two such different folks created the possibility for dialogue and engagement. There's the perfect place to learn how to mend the gaps, because certainly their political perspectives are dramatically different, but it's one people in one county. So we're there to learn, how do you do it? How do we get together? Help us understand.
We're talking with Sister Simone Campbell right now, religious leader, attorney, and poet. She's the executive director of Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice and the leader of Network's Nuns on the Bus. It's starting in Madison, and first stop is going to be Janesville. And you've called yourself Pope Francis voters. Not Democrats, not Republicans,
that's right.
Not a third party. Pope Francis voters. What does that mean?
Well, some of your listeners may remember that Pope Francis came in September and challenged Congress. I got to be in the chambers when he addressed Congress. It was such an honor. But he said that our role is to be a bridge for those who have different perspectives, to work for justice that includes the common good, where everyone benefits, not just special interests, that the Catholic message is for the 100%. And so we know that his concern around poverty, exploitation of our people, the exploitation of our earth, this has touched the hearts of many Catholics and non-Catholics in our nation. So we think this election cycle, that's going to be the measure of what is a Catholic voter, what's a faithful voter. And so we started calling them Pope Francis voters. It was my poetic mind just playing with the words. But I think it's really true, because he has a heart for everyone.
And it's interesting this year, I mean, with Pope Francis, he's actively asked Catholics to meddle in politics, to
yes.
get involved. Do you see that as being an interpretation of faith?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because in our society, in a democracy, the way we make our values seen is by stepping into that political world. And he acknowledges it can be messy and dirty and not your more noble occupation. I mean, I'll be quite candid. It's much easier to do direct service and do charity. Doing this political work is hard, because I have to listen to people who disagree with me. I have to figure a way out that includes them as well as my perspective, and together we can move forward. For me, only faith becomes the anchor point strong enough to sustain us in solving our problems. And that's why it's important for us to act out our faith in this really complex world.
I know it must be hard. You write about hearing stories that will break your heart. You talked about the anguish of last week and the shootings in the country. And you're wanting to mend the gaps again, as you call it, through politics. So as we wrap up, what are there specific policies that you would like to see?
Oh, absolutely. One is living wages. I met Robin, who works full time for minimum wage, and she has to live in a homeless shelter in the D.C. area because she can't afford rent. And I know rents here in the Madison area are really high, too. Minimum wage is insufficient. A living wage would make a difference. A just tax structure where everybody pays their fair share. Too often we're giving tax cuts to those at the top. But you know what? It's adversely impacting those at the bottom. We all have to contribute for the common good. And then some other things about the census. We have to fund the census so everybody gets counted and everybody can vote. We have to reinstitute the Voting Rights Act. Simple thing, really simple things, but it would make a difference for our nation. Those are the kinds of things we're for.
Sister Simone, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, what an honor. Glad to be with you.
That was Sister Simone Campbell. She's a religious leader, a poet, and an attorney, and executive director of Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice. And she leads the Nuns on the Bus Tour, which is in Madison, Wisconsin now, about to get underway.